The Gemara on Daf Tesamid Beis discusses the case of Sukkah Tachas HaIlon, and the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, that if you have Rov Chama going through the tree, and you have Rov Tzeil coming from the Schach, then it's going to be Kosher. And the Gemara asks, how can that be? Your Mitzdarif Schach Puzzle to the Schach Kosher, meaning the Schach of the tree that's on top of the Schach Kosher should nullify the schach kosher that's underneath it. So the Gemara answers, no, it's the case b'shechavatan, when you took the actual branches of the tree and you lowered them down onto the top of the schukah, so they are now mixed together with the schach kosher, and therefore you can't really visually differentiate between the two. And it's a case where the schach kosher is the majority, and the tree, the mechuber to the tree, is the minority. And Rashi explains, midaraisa kol milei batal beruba. In our Torah, we have a concept that everything is bittel berov, based on the Mishnah he quotes later on, and therefore, since it's rov schach kosher and a miur of tree of schach pasul, which is called mechuber, it's considered a kosher sukkah at this point. Rav Itzlaponovicher asks a kasha based on a statement of the Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif in Siman Dalet writes that bittel berov doesn't work to elevate the thing that was nisbatel. Meaning, here you have two things. You have schach kosher, and you have mechuber, which is the tree. So even though the tree is batel to the schach kosher, that doesn't make the tree itself schach kosher. It doesn't automatically elevate the tree to the status of good schach, and therefore, even though you have the rov of schach kosher and the miut of schach pasul, it shouldn't help to elevate the schach pasul to the extent that you're now allowed to sit underneath it. So Vitzilopanovich doesn't like this comment of the Oneg Yontif. He says, first of all, look at Rashi. It's clear that we're using the concept of bittel berov, and it's clear from Rashi that the idea of sitting in the schach, in the sukkah, is both under the schach kosher and under the tree, because the entirety of the schach gets a shame that it's considered schach kosher, even though you might be sitting under schach pasul. So clearly the Oneg Yontif is wrong, and the rov has the ability to elevate the schach pasul to the status of schach kosher. So I saw in the Sefer Daf al Daf that he just wants to explain something very simple based on the Chakira of the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes in Simen Yud Zayin, Os Hey, has a very basic Chakira when it comes to Schach Kosher versus Schach Pasul. He says, is there anything good about Schach Kosher, or is there something bad about Schach Pasul? How do we look at it? Do we look at it as the fact that those things which are valid forms of Schach have a positive quality to them, or is it simply that they're not Schach Pasul? They're not considered pasul, and they don't have any positive quality to them. Rather, it's that schach pasul has a negative quality to it, and that is considered problematic going forward. So based on this chakira, you can understand the two sides of the story. You can understand the way the Oneg Yontif is learning, and he's not necessarily against Rashi, versus the way Rav Itzlaponovicher is learning. According to the Oneg Yontif, there is nothing great about schach kosher. Schach kosher is just not pasul, as opposed to schach pasul, which is pasul. And therefore, there's no proof from Rashi whatsoever that in a concept of bittul, the positive element elevates the negative to its positive status. Because here we're not looking for positive status. We're just looking that the schach should not be pasul. So as long as the schach isn't pasul, it's not problematic. So therefore, the fact that you have rov kosher schach and miut pasul schach doesn't mean that the kosher schach elevates the pasul schach to its status. It just means that we don't view it as schach pasul anymore, and therefore it's okay. That's the way the Oneg Yontif looks at it. However, the way Rav Itzlaponovicher looks at it is that kosher schach has a positive element to it, and therefore you can prove from Rashi that in general, when you're mevatel something for berov, it actually elevates the negative quality of one element that's nisbatel to the positive qualities of the thing that is being mevatel, and therefore you have elevated the tree to the status of schach kosher, and you can apply that idea through all the cases of bittel berov that actually elevates the negative to the status of the positive.